You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Steve Scheer. I'm David Hyde. The Northwest has a history of producing great musicians. Jimi Hendrix, Quincy Jones, Nico Case, Kurt Cobain. But none of them ever won four of the music business's top honors in one night. Until now. Last night, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis took home Grammy Awards for Best New Artist, Best Rap Performance, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Album. Ann Powers is a pop music critic for NPR and also a Seattle native. Hi, Ann.
Hey, how are you doing today? Post-Grammy haze?
Yes, exactly. So how have Northwest artists fared at the Grammys in the past?
Well, maybe not as well as you might think, considering, you know, legendary artists like Nirvana and Pearl Jam. The most won by a Seattle-based musician in the night is Two, Soundgarden, and Dave Matthews, who's kind of a Seattle artist, I guess. He is one now. Did that. Diane Shore won two in one night, and the fiddler Mark O'Connor. But in general, Macklemore's and Ryan Lewis's big sweep, semi-sweep, is pretty historic.
How are Macklemore and Ryan Lewis different from other successful Seattle-based musicians? What sets them apart?
Well, I think a lot of what sets them apart really is the moment in which they're making music. The music industry has changed so much in the past 10 years. And Macklemore and Ryan Lewis having so much success with the indie album, an independently made and produced album, that is as historic as anything else about them, as the music itself, whatever. And I think that's a lot of what the Grammy voters were rewarding. We forget that. That's the kind of thing that impresses people in the music industry, the kind of people who vote for the Grammys.
And the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences is actually the organization that runs the Grammys. They placed Macklemore and Ryan Lewis in the rap category this year instead of the pop category. And that drew a lot of criticism from people in the hip-hop community saying they don't really see Macklemore as a rapper in the traditional sense. And they think that his nomination overshadows the work of other talented rap artists. So what do you think about the Academy's decision to put them in the rap genre?
Well, I'm divided on this issue. On the one hand, I think it's honestly silly to say Macklemore is not a rapper. He's been a rapper for more than a decade. He came up in the Seattle rap scene, and Ryan Lewis is, you know, making hip-hop music. On the other hand, the artistically lauded rappers, especially of this year, people like Kendrick Lamar, who had an amazing debut with the record Good Kid, Mad City, don't have that mass mainstream appeal. So to me, it's a lot like in the jazz categories when, say, another Seattleite, Kenny G, might get nominated or might have been nominated for a Grammy, and maybe more traditional or pure jazz artists were overlooked. I think within hip-hop, you have a similar dismay that someone who's more mainstream would dominate over more sort of artistically lauded choices.
I see. Well, and three of their awards, this is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, three of them were actually in the rap category. What do you think would have happened if they were placed in the pop category? Would they have been as successful last night as they were?
You know, those are the kinds of questions we could torment ourselves asking. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I honestly think it would have been strange to not put them in the rap category. Maybe a better solution would have not to have had nominated at all, if that's how people felt. But it was one of the most commercially successful records of the year. It's very appealing. There are many things about the heist that appeal to Grammy voters. For example, Macklemore, his politics are very appealing to a lot of Grammy voters. We've seen songs like Same Love, the marriage equality anthem he did. We've seen songs with those kinds of politics succeed in the past. The Dixie Chicks won for their song Not Ready to Make Nice after they were involved in a big sort of political kerfuffle around their progressive politics. So I think they would have been Grammy favorites no matter what category they were in. And you know, I'm not at all surprised they had the success they had.
Ann Powers is NPR music critic. And I want to ask actually about Same Love. Of course, this is their anthem about same-sex marriage. And last night they performed it. 33 couples, gay and straight, actually got married at the Grammys. What do you think, Ann Powers? Raising the bar for social commentary at an awards show, or is this just good television?
Honestly, I think it was kind of a mess. And, you know, it was just too much spectacle. But public marriage is actually kind of a weird tradition in popular music. The gospel star Sister Rosetta Tharpe back in the 40s got married in an arena in front of thousands of people. Sly Stone famously got married in Madison Square Garden, I think it was. So in a way, it was right out of the tradition of hokum and spectacle and shtick that pop is all about. As far as that, you know, was it a great political statement? I think that the great political statement was Macklemore and Ryan Lewis giving that song and the profits from it to Washington State's equality campaign. And for that, they should be completely applauded. That was the moment that mattered. That was the real political act.
All right. And last question. What do you think this big Grammy win means for Macklemore and Ryan Lewis moving forward? How much of an impact do you think it's going to have on their career?
I think it's totally unpredictable. We've seen Grammy winners have few hits after winning a ton of Grammys. We've seen others go on to really legendary careers. It's a moment in time. It represents what's happening in the music industry right now. I wish them well. I hope they have more hits. I hope they continue to bring their message of fun and love all over the world. And I hope that a lot of other great Seattle rappers get heard out of this. You know, people like Raz Simone and OC Notes and The Physics. There's so many great Seattle rappers that I hope the world will look to now.
All right, look to Seattle. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ann Powers is a pop music critic for NPR. We were talking about the Grammys. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Steve Scherr. I'm David Hyde.